My husband brought a big jar full of pennies and nickels and other loose change that we collect over the months to the credit union the other day, and I think there was nearly $200 in there, much of it in pennies. We don't use all the pennies we get in change. Does anyone? Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Do we really need the penny anymore? Do you think that the U.S. should just stop minting the penny? Senator John McCain thinks that we should eliminate the penny. He also thinks we should mint fewer nickels and replace the dollar bill with a dollar coin. Do you think that this would be a good idea or not, and why? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Jeff Gore, an associate professor in the Department of Physics at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and he is an advocate for repealing the United States penny. He founded and maintains the website Citizens for Retiring the Penny. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Joy.
Yeah, thanks for being back with us. We talked to you once before about the penny, but we thought we'd invite you back now that Senator McCain has reintroduced a bill that would, they call it the Coins Act. It would, as mentioned, eliminate the penny. It would, I think, fewer nickels would be minted, and also it would replace the dollar bill with a dollar coin. What's your overall reaction to this?
Overall, I'm quite pleased to see this legislation being put forward. I noted that there have been a number of pieces of legislation with the acronym COINS, but oddly, they all stand for different words. Right? In this case, it stands for Currency Optimization, Innovation, and National Savings Act, whereas in the past, it has stood for other words. But the general thrust remains the same. Although, in this case, there are several pieces of reform that have kind of rolled together, as you mentioned, because they're combining the cause of retiring the penny with replacing the dollar bill with a dollar coin, but then also changing the composition of the nickel somewhat. And these three pieces of reform together, the idea would be to save taxpayers money.
Yeah. And is it your thought that this would save taxpayers money?
I think that it's clear that it would save money. The argument is perhaps more whether people's preference for example, using the dollar bill outweighs the savings that would result.
Yeah. It seems you're passionate about retiring the penny and maybe not so much on these other elements of the Coins Act.
Yeah, I think that's fair. In my mind, reasonable people could disagree about whether we should be using a dollar bill or a dollar coin. I think from a rational perspective, it is cheaper to use the coin just because coins last much longer than bills do. But in my mind, it's really the penny that gets to me the most, simply because not only does it cost more than a penny to make a penny, but in addition, there's no real benefit associated with using the penny, which means that every time that we go to the store to buy something and the business needs to try to find the change of pennies to give us from our purchase, it really just slows down these cash transactions, and it leads to a waste of time with no benefit.
Yeah, and then it leads to a bunch of pennies in my purse, and then I put them in a jar, and then I and then eventually
exactly.
I turn them in.
Well, and the problem, of course, there is that those pennies are not even staying in circulation. The U.S. Mint last year made 9 billion pennies. And those pennies, in principle, as I said, they're coins, they're metal. They could stay in circulation for 30 years. But the problem is that since nobody actually wants to deal with pennies, instead what happens is that we get them at the store, and then they make a one-way trip to the jar on the top of our nightstand.
Well, so remind us why, as a physicist, you became so passionate about the penny.
Sure. Well, this is perhaps a cause that I've had for a number of years now. And it's not necessarily that I'm obsessed with the penny, but it's one of 20 reforms that in my mind are kind of no-brainers, in the sense that there are some things that different people disagree because of values or one thing or another, whereas the penny, in my mind, is an example of something that we can all look at and kind of agree that it just doesn't make any sense for us to be making this coin anymore. And it all started, you know, early, maybe it was around 2000, when I was a graduate student out at Berkeley. And I, on my website, I made an argument, part of a calculation of how much money kind of we waste handling pennies just as a result of the slowing down of cash transactions. And this was picked up by ABC World News Tonight, the old Peter Jennings show. And ever since then, I've become the expert on this particular topic.
but you are an expert that has also created and maintained a website, Citizens for Retiring the Penny. So give us the main reasons why we should retire the penny.
Sure. Well, I think that on the most basic level, I think we can all pretty much agree that the penny no longer serves a useful purpose. The penny has been our lowest denomination coin for over 150 years now. Back in 1857, the half penny was retired. And ever since then, the penny has been our lowest denomination coin, yet it has lost a tremendous amount of value. So, for example, the buying power of the penny in 1900 was more than a quarter today, right? Which kind of tells us that not only is the penny not serving any purpose, but we could probably even get away with not using the nickel and the dime, right? So it's just the penny is worth so little that it's not facilitating cash transactions, which is the whole point of a currency. And despite the fact that there are not significant benefits associated with using the penny, there are significant costs. So as I mentioned, over the last 10 years, the Mint has calculated that it costs more than a penny to make a penny. So last year, it cost 1.5 cents to make each penny, and there were 9 billion pennies made, right? So that's over $100 million a year that are spent minting a coin that nobody actually wants. And then second, there was a study done by the National Association of Convenience Stores that found that over 2 seconds were wasted on each cash transaction on average as a result of handling pennies. Now, 2 seconds is not that long, but if you multiply that by the 100 billion cash transactions that take place in the United States each year, then it's really a significant drag on the economy.
Yeah. Well, what about that it's going to be a drag on my economy if every item is now going to be $3 rather than $2.99, and doesn't that add up?
Yeah, so the nature of the rounding is that it would really be half time going up, half time going down. So in the case of $2.99, as you said, that might be rounded up to $3. But you have to remember that there are multiple items being purchased and there's sales tax. So once you add those factors in, then it really randomizes that last digit. And it leads to a 50-50 split between going up and going down. And you don't have to take my word for this. There was a study done by Robert Waples at the Wake Forest University where he analyzed hundreds of thousands of cash transactions, rounded them, and saw that, indeed, half the time it went up, half the time down. So rounding would favor neither the consumer nor the business owner.
Yeah. I was going to take some calls as we have a number of callers already lining up. We are talking with Jeff Gore, an associate professor in the Department of Physics at MIT. He founded and maintains the website Citizens for Retiring the Penny, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Dan in Madison is with us. Hi, Dan.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you think?
Well, I like pennies, don't get me wrong, but at this point in time, I'm aware that pennies are they're worth less than it actually takes to make them. So, there's a great history, and it's fun to find, neat old pennies and wheat cents and whatnot, but I think we should get rid of the penny. And having been to Canada a couple of times, with the loonie and the toonie, the $2 loonie coin seems to work just fine up there. I don't see why it wouldn't work here. I think the bottom line is just saving money.
Thank you, Dan. I wanted to get you to react. Didn't Canada also retire its penny, Jeff?
That's right. Canada retired its penny about 5 years ago. And you'll note that the country is still moving and there were no financial meltdowns as a result.
And but as for the, you know what, we'll talk about the dollar coin and the nickel change as well after we check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll take more of your calls and your thoughts on whether or not you think the U.S. should retire the penny. We'll welcome any other thoughts you have on the Coins Act introduced recently by Senator John McCain. It would update our currency by moving to a $1 coin. It would reduce the cost of nickel production, and it would suspend the minting of the penny. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking with the founder and maintainer of the website Citizens for Retiring the Penny, talking with Jeff Gore, who's also an associate professor in the Department of Physics at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, about the prospects of retiring the penny. Two U.S. senators, including Senator John McCain, have reintroduced what they are calling the Coins Act, the Currency Optimization, Innovation, and National Savings Act of 2017. This would not only eliminate the penny, it would reduce the cost of nickel production by changing its composition, and it would eliminate the dollar bill, the paper dollar bill. It would replace the dollar bill with a $1 coin. So what do you think of this? What questions do you have? Do you support or oppose any of these moves, and why? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Neil on Facebook says, yes, the penny and the nickel are both not needed. Yes to the coin dollar. Would someone please come up with a dollar coin that is not the size of a quarter that the vending industry will adapt to? Please, please, please get the vending machine people to get behind this, and it will pass. Reaction to that, Jeff?
A number of industry groups and more consumer advocates have advocated for moving more towards coins. And both vending machine organizations, as well as organizations of the blind, actually have advocated for greater use of coins. You know, as you can imagine, one of the features or bugs in the U.S. currency system is that all of our bills look the same. They're the same size and actually also the same color, which makes them rather difficult to distinguish, particularly, of course, if you're blind. So some of these organizations would then very much like to have greater use of coins, and in particular coins of larger value.
Yeah, and the argument against the dollar coin is that it's, in the past anyway, it was very similar in size to the quarter, and some people got confused, and maybe they didn't think vendors liked it all that much, or you know, retailers.
So vending machines can distinguish the dollar coin from the quarter. I think it's more humans that have
right,
a problem
right.
with the two. So from that perspective, I think it would be nice if they would have a different or have it somewhat larger, for example. However, some changes have already been implemented for the current dollar coin. So I don't know if it would make sense to change it at this stage.
Yeah. And again, while this isn't the issue that you're most passionate about, what is the reason to replace a dollar bill with a dollar coin? I mean, is it would save money to do that?
Yes, it would. So although it's the case that a coin costs more than a bill to make, a coin will stay in circulation for much longer. So the numbers that people typically use are that a bill may cost 15 to 20 cents to make, but it only stays in circulation for 18 to 24 months. whereas a coin may cost, for example, the dollar coin costs perhaps three times more to make, but it will stay in circulation for 10, 20 times longer.
And do you know why the nickel costs so much to mint? We have to change its composition?
Indeed. So we commented already that it costs more than a penny to make a penny, and that statement is also true for the nickel. And this is basically because it's a relatively large, massive coin. And so over the last 10 years, it's cost between 1.5 to 2 cents to make a penny, and it's cost between 6 and 10 cents to make each nickel. Right, so it is true that the mint is kind of losing money each time that it makes either a penny or a nickel. So right now, the nickel is made of 75% copper and 25% nickel. The current Coins Act proposal is to change that slightly to basically increase the composition of copper in the coin. And that's that would save money because copper is somewhat cheaper than nickel by about a factor of two.
Yeah. Beldar on Facebook says, ending the penny will bring on massive inflation. Goes on to say, I hate change in my pocket. That's the last thing I want more of. So I'm not. So first, would ending the penny bring on inflation?
No. And in addition to doing calculations of the rounding and confirming that it doesn't change prices, I think it's informative to just look at Canada. And so, as I mentioned, they retired their penny 4 years ago in 2013, and there was no inflation there. And I think the Canada example is useful because their system and their monetary system in particular is just so similar to ours in terms of the value of their dollar and so forth. So many, many countries have retired their lowest denomination coin without incident. And indeed, one of the most recent of those is Canada with a very similar monetary system to us. And they did not experience any inflation.
Well, speaking of coins in the pocket and Canada, Margot in Madison is with us with experience with both of those. Hi, Margot.
Hi. Yeah, I spend the summer in Canada where my mother was born, and I do not find having all that change in my purse beneficial. Nobody's considered that you're carrying around a lot more weight. There is a good convenience to the paper dollar for that reason.
How about the weight of all this, Jeff?
Yes. Well, and indeed, this is why I personally do not feel strongly about the dollar bill, dollar coin controversy. I think many Americans prefer the dollar bill. And based on the savings, it comes out to being $1 per year for each of us. And so from my perspective, if Americans would be happy to pay that extra dollar per year in order to have to stick with the dollar bill, then I personally am okay with that decision. It's really the penny that doesn't make any sense for me. And I think it's important to note that retiring the penny would reduce the amount of change we have in our pockets. So I'm with the caller on that one.
Ah, because we would not have pennies in our pocket.
That's right.
Andy in Dubuque is with us. Hi, Andy.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. What do you think of this?
I take the opposite tack from your guest on both counts. I think the savings would come in elimination of the dollar bill. And I think the way you should do it is by increasing the printing of the $2 bill. It would cause, you'd immediately slash the cost of printing in half by switching from $1 to a $2 bill. Because
yeah,
you
Nate, you're not
the
only one.
Face value with no more printing cost.
Yeah.
Plus then also reintroduce the dollar coin. And as far as for the penny, I think the argument that the penny costs more than a penny to make or close to a penny to make is invalid. It would only be valid if a penny was only used one time. But since a penny is used over and over and over for 30, 40, 50 years, that's not really a valid argument. And I don't think the consumer would make out by eliminating the penny. We never really have to have more than 4 pennies in our pocket. Because any transaction, you pull those pennies out and use them again. So I don't think getting rid of the penny would really benefit the consumer in any way. Even at the store, yeah, it takes a couple of seconds for a clerk to count out pennies, but how is he going to take any less time to do the rounding, to do the math, to figure out, you know, should he go up or down, that sort of thing. So,
well, the item would be, I'm sorry, Andy, I'm just going to jump in because we got lots to talk about here. Jeff, you want to counter the arguments Andy had on against the changing the penny?
Sure. So I think it's important to note that the numbers that I'm giving are not my numbers. These are the numbers that the U.S. Mint has given, where they have said that it costs 1.5 cents to make a penny. And that statement is, it doesn't depend upon how many times the penny is going to be used, and that it's just there's some cost to make the penny, and the penny is worth something, right? So that from that standpoint, it's just that it costs more than a penny to make a penny. Of course, that doesn't mean that making the penny is a mistake, because as I think it was Andy was saying, if the penny were really useful then and it's being used many, many times, then that could provide a net benefit. The problem in my mind is that we don't need to use the penny because there's nothing that we want to buy that costs just 2 cents. So from that standpoint, it's not providing a net benefit in terms of commerce.
Mm. And the, I mean, when he says the clerk would take time to round up or round down, we presume that if we didn't have a penny, we would not have items on the shelf costing $2.99?
Well, so it's important to note that right now, actually, the way that it works is that we round to the nearest penny. Right? So if you look at many gas stations, they price the gasoline to the nearest mill 1/10 of a penny. And what happens is that the cash register automatically rounds to the nearest penny. So what would happen on a practical level is that the register itself would just round to the nearest nickel. And then, so indeed, the clerk would not have to do any rounding on their own. I feel that I should mention, though, on the rounding issue, the current legislation, the Coins Act, does not actually specify that cash transactions will be rounded to the nearest nickel. Instead, what they do is they simply say that they direct the mint to stop making pennies. All right. And this distinction is a little bit funny because some of the advocates of this Coins Act are saying that that we won't actually be rounding. Instead, they've said that we have enough pennies already. And I think that this doesn't really make sense, and that the mint is making 9 billion pennies a year, and that's because we need a lot of pennies to continue to make change. And then those pennies don't stay in circulation because nobody wants to use them. Right? So I think on a practical level, what will happen is that businesses will decide to start rounding. But I just wanted to mention this because this legislation is somewhat different from previous legislation in that they have not directly said that that we're going to round cash transactions.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any comment on Andy's not the only one. I had a couple of people on Facebook also saying, let's have more $2 bills. That would, I don't know, that would make sense to them.
Yeah, I think that the $2 bill is a strangely pleasant bill. I mean, especially the backside with the with all of the founders signing the Declaration of Independence. I believe that's, or is it the Constitution? I don't know. Well, in any case, the bill is a nice bill, and I think could go some way towards alleviating some of the concerns.
Yeah. So if this bill passes, what happens to all the pennies that are currently in circulation?
Yeah, so pennies will remain currency in the sense that you can in principle still use them. So it's not a matter of removing them from the currency list. It's just that the mint would stop making them.
Yeah, so we can still collect them in the jar.
That's right. You'll still get nasty looks if you try to use them, though. But that's the case already.
Would we have to put Abraham Lincoln on some other currency then?
Well, Lincoln is already represented on the $5 bill.
Sure, that's right.
I certainly would not try to remove Lincoln from our currency.
Yeah. Let's go to Pat in Merrill. Hi, Pat.
Good morning, Joy. Thanks for taking my call. The only thing that strikes me is, there's so much common sense. I obviously don't know all as much as your guest. It's appreciative listening to him. But I hear stuff like this, and I think if it was any private business out there whatsoever, it would be such a no-brainer. I just don't understand why the federal government takes so long to make such a common sense move. I mean, he said this information's been out there for 10 years, that it costs more than it does to make it. It just doesn't seem to make any sense. Why it takes so long? I just don't know why the wheels turn so slow about something that makes so much sense, I guess, is my comment.
All right. So why do you think it takes so long, Jeff?
Well, I wonder this myself often. I think that there's a lot of inertia in the system in terms of making any sort of change, and especially changes to the currency are rather touchy because they address something that's kind of a fundamental aspect of our country, right? I mean, we associate our currency with our country, maybe not to the same degree as we do with the flag, but there is a real connection that we feel there. And then any change that we're going to make then kind of strikes at some core aspect of how we're viewing the country. And also, retiring, for example, the penny is an explicit acknowledgement of the fact that there's been inflation over the last 150 years. And I think that in some ways we'd prefer to not think about that.
Do you know about public opinion polls? Do most of us favor or oppose getting rid of the penny?
Yeah, so polls come out about 50-50 on this topic, and the distinction of whether you're above or below does depend upon how the poll is worded and the information that the individual has when they're making this decision.
Yeah, because I was going to say, if polls say that most of us want to keep the penny, then Washington's going to, you know, have a hard time convincing us otherwise.
Yes.
Let's go next to Barb in Green Bay. Hi, Barb.
Hi. I just have a couple comments. First, I just had filled Easter eggs with coins this past weekend for my grandchildren. And 2 to 3 year old segment of the population loves pennies.
Oh.
Not that I'm saying that we should keep pennies for that reason. But the other thing that came out was I had put some gold Sacagawea dollars in the coins. And of course, the children were thrilled with those. I didn't have enough. But it happens that my daughter-in-law works for the Federal Reserve Bank in Minneapolis, and she said that they have taken a lot of those out of circulation because people just didn't want to use them. They're stockpiled in the Federal Reserve Bank. So I'm just wondering how many people actually would want to use a dollar coin. Personally, I get rid of my change right away. I hate lugging it around. So I think that they better do a very thorough research before they start producing all those dollars. Coins.
Yeah, and of course, this is just a proposal now. But do you know, Jeff, about secondary or anything else?
Indeed, there is a long history of what I would describe as failed launches of dollar coins. And I think this comes down to basically the fact that many people would prefer using bills to coins. But also, part of the reason that the penny and the dollar coin are coupled is because businesses only have a finite number of slots in the cash register, and the dollar coin kind of would require an extra one, which is currently not available. So to make that space, this legislation is kind of combining retiring the penny with adding the dollar coin. So then from this very practical perspective, it would help businesses make the transition. But, you know, frankly, in some ways, this the Coins Act is kind of forcing the issue because this would be directing the mint to stop making the dollar bill, in which case people would then certainly use the dollar coin. Although during the transition, of course, some people would be annoyed.
Yeah, we are talking with Jeff Gore. He is the founder and maintainer of the website Citizens for Retiring the Penny. We are talking with him about a proposal in Congress that would eliminate the penny. And it would also replace the dollar bill with a dollar coin. And we wonder what you think after the news. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking about the Coins Act of 2017. Senator John McCain is among those who support this updating of our currency by eliminating the minting of the penny. It would also change the composition of the nickel, so it would cost less, and it would change the dollar bill. It would replace the dollar bill with a $1 coin. So what do you think of this? Would you support this or not? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. Our guest says, yes, get rid of the penny. Doesn't feel strongly about the dollar coin, but Jeff Gore says it is time to retire the penny. He is the founder of the website Citizens for Retiring the Penny. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@WPR.org if you have a question or a view on this. Kevin in Dodgeville is with us. Hi, Kevin.
Good morning, Joy. Thank you for taking my call. Very interesting subject. I adamantly oppose this project for the simple fact that the numbers don't make sense. I'm all about reducing the composition in our other currency to make it feasible to print. I don't think anyone wants to carry around 70 or 60 or 40 or 30 heavy coins as opposed to paper dollar bills. I'm sure they're not going to fit in my wallet very well. I will remind, just on that last subject, I'll remind the listening public that the previous attempts with the coins have failed miserably. Most, currently the Sacagawea coin and the Susan B. Anthony coin were dismal failures. As far as eliminating the penny, here's my take on that. Wisconsin already has a 5% sales tax. So on a dollar item, you're going to pay $1.05. It's very easy to raise that to 5.5, which a lot of states do. You add another 5 cents to that, which is how things are going to get changed. They're going to get rounded up. They're not going to get rounded down. So if people are okay with a 10% sales tax in the state of Wisconsin, then I suggest you go along with this. But from my way of thinking, it does not make fiscal sense.
Yeah, I'm not sure I see how you get to the 10% sales tax, Kevin, but I think Jeff might. What do you think of that?
Yeah, well, certainly concerns about rounding up are pervasive when thinking about retiring the penny. And, to try to address this issue, I did once go to Starbucks and I ordered my coffee, and I did the calculation myself where I took the base price, I added the sales tax, and then what I saw was that at the end, they did actually round down to that nearest penny because that was the direction that was appropriate to go based on the fraction of a cent that was left after adding sales tax. So at least in many cases, it is true that we round to the nearest penny now, and in many cases, businesses do round down as they're supposed to.
Yeah, so for example, you go to Starbucks and your coffee costs with the tax and everything, $2.37. Instead, they'll say $2.35.
That's right.
Yeah. So, Kevin, does that make sense?
I don't know what planet he's living on. This is not the way the American system works. This is an entrepreneurial system, and it's my thought that what's going to happen is pressure will be put on retailers, and the assemblies and Congress will raise some type of tax to accrue that rounding up figure. This is a money game. It has very little to do with the cost of minting the penny and printing the penny, and I just don't see it going the way of the public. I don't see it coming back into our pockets, and I'm very happy that your expert can buy coffee at Starbucks because I can't even afford to buy coffee.
Well, Kevin, there's no need to go into a personal attack here. Jeff Gore, what about that this is not going to benefit the consumer? Kevin doubts it very much.
Well, I think that this is why we should, in legislation, simply say that we'll round to the nearest nickel, and indeed, there will be people that will be checking to make sure that this is what happens. And so from that standpoint, I'm not worried, partly because I think we're already rounding. And this is the issue that I think most people do not appreciate, which is that our lowest denomination coin is a penny. We round to the nearest penny when we go to the store. So this is something that we're already doing. And it's not something that people are so concerned about, given the fact that most people don't even realize that we're already rounding.
We are talking with Jeff Gore. He is an associate professor in the Department of Physics at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. He's an advocate for repealing the penny. He maintains the website Citizens for Retiring the Penny. He says there are many reasons why we should stop minting the penny, and he's also reacting to a bill that's in Congress that would also replace the dollar bill with a dollar coin, and it would change the composition of the nickel. So what do you think of this? Well, what questions do you have? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. John in Green Bay is with us. Hi, John.
Hi, good morning. Yeah, and I think your last caller's math is a little off on his extra 5%. That would only be on a dollar purchase. And the more you spend, it still is only going to be rounded up a couple of pennies either way. But I had a comment about our question. How long, have there been any calculations? If you stop printing pennies, how long would it take to actually phase them out of the system? Because, I mean, they're not going to go away. They're going to be used for a very long time. And I'm just curious, you know, if when we would actually notice any kind of change in our day-to-day operation.
Yeah. So my sense on this is that you would see changes pretty quickly, actually, because if we stopped making the penny, then we would need to pretty quickly, I think, start rounding to the nearest nickel. And so from that standpoint, it would happen immediately, but I don't think that most Americans would even notice that it had happened, because you could still bring your pennies to the store. You'll quickly use up the pennies that you have in your pocket, and then what's going to happen is that you'll just stop getting pennies back as change, right, because you're going to get that back in the form of a nickel. So from one standpoint, most people would not even notice that anything had happened, because they'll just get their change back and really no big deal. It's really just that you would stop getting those pennies as change.
We have Rich on Facebook who says, I agree with getting rid of the penny, but not the dollar. A flea market vendor might end up with 100 singles in their pocket. And then goes on to say it's going to be pretty heavy to have that many coins in the pocket. And you were kind of saying the same thing, that there isn't maybe as many benefits to the dollar coin as there is to the getting rid of the penny.
Yeah, that's my view on the subject. I do think that we should remember that for most of us, we would not have to deal with 30, 40, 50 dollar coins. Instead, if we had more than five of them, then we would be using that instead of, say, a $5 bill. So it's not that we would have to be carrying around large numbers of the coins, but it would, given the weight of the coins, it would increase the weight of change in our pockets.
Yeah. Do you see any other changes to the way we do, you know, business or shopping or anything else with any of these changes?
Yeah, well, I think one topic that's always worth discussing is the move towards e-cash. And indeed, over the last 20 years, there's been a lot of discussion about how we don't need to retire the penny or whatnot simply because we're going to stop using cash altogether. And that is certainly possible that it could happen eventually, but it hasn't happened yet. And also, cash remains the dominant form of transactions. So more cash transactions take place than either debit card or credit card transactions. And so cash transactions continue to be very popular. As I said, 100 billion cash transactions per year in the United States. So given the large number of transactions in cash that we perform, I think we should make those transactions as efficient as we can.
Amazing. I guess I didn't realize that cash is still king. Katie in Bellevue is with us. Hi, Katie.
Hi. Okay, so my question is they're saying it's going to save us money from how we're redoing the nickel and to stop minting the penny. My question is how long will it take for that cost to catch up for what we're spending now?
So when do we see these cost savings, I guess, might be the question, Jeff?
Yeah, I think that the benefits could accrue pretty quickly simply because
It's 9 billion pennies that we're making each year now. And this is something that the Mint has to be doing, obviously, but it also they have to be purchasing the penny blanks from companies. And indeed, the primary lobbying group saying that we should keep the penny and talking about the horrible things that would happen if we were to retire it, it's funded by Jardins Inc., the company that supplies those blanks. So I think that a lot of the benefits to retiring the penny would come immediately.
Yeah. So how optimistic are you, since this isn't the first attempt, that, if nothing else, the penny is retired?
Well, I'm an optimist, and so I'd like to believe that some of the simple things that we can do, we can actually get through the government. And also, my argument just gets better every year. Right? With inflation, the penny becomes more and more of a useless coin. Right. So from that standpoint, I can be patient, and then everybody should agree that eventually we should be getting rid of the penny.
Yeah. You think it's going to be easier to get rid of the penny than it is, though, to get rid of the dollar bill?
I do feel that that's the case. And so from that standpoint, the Coins Act, by combining the penny reform with the dollar bill reform, I think it perhaps could be a harder sell, because it does seem that many people have strong feelings about the dollar coin, whereas it seems that a smaller number of people are so incredibly wedded to the penny.
All right. Thank you very much for being with us.
All right. Thank you for having me, Joy.
Jeff Gore is the founder of the website Citizens for Retiring the Penny. He is an associate professor in the Department of Physics at MIT. Thank you to Naeja Ellison for producing this program. Thank you for listening. I hope you stay tuned. There is much more to come. We're going to talk about a proposal to drug test Badger Care recipients in Wisconsin coming up next. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network.